This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Campaigning has picked up with 7 days left for the first phase voting. Leaders of various political parties held back-to-back rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today held an election meeting in Barmer in Rajasthan, saying that the opposition parties are taking cover of lies in the name of the constitution. He made it clear that the constitution cannot be abolished under any circumstance. Mr. Modi said that Congress discriminated against STs and SCs for decades and is today lying in the name of the constitution. He said that Congress defeated Baba Saheb in the elections, did not allow him to be honoured by Bharat Ratna Award and imposed emergency in the country. He said that celebrating Constitution Day started during his tenure. Baba Saheb's Panch Pran were also developed in the past years in his tenure. After the Barmer public meeting, Mr. Modi held his first road show in the state at Dausa. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has said that the NDA government is centering only around certain rich industrialists who are given contracts in all the sectors. In a public meeting at Tirunelveli today, he canvassed for the candidates in the southern part of Tamil Nadu. Rahul blamed the BJP for threatening opposition parties by deploying the ED, CBI and IT. He said the Congress has been targeted and its bank accounts frozen for reasons unknown just before the elections. He said that unemployment has become a challenge over the past 10 years when the BJP government decided not to attend to the issue. Rahul Gandhi accused the BJP of planning to change the constitution if voted to power again. Senior leader of the BJP and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today called upon voters to eradicate the DMK and AIADMK from Tamil Nadu. Garnering votes for the BJP candidates in Madurai during a roadshow, he said Mr. Modi always had the objective of growth and development. Attacking the BJP-led government, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Stalin said this is the second freedom war between ideologies. In his address at the campaign at Coimbatore, the Chief Minister criticized the BJP for targeting the Congress for dynastic rule or corruption. Stalin blamed the BJP for being inactive for the past 10 years. In a major relief to Kashmiri migrant voters, the Election Commission of India, ECI, has abolished the procedure of Form M for migrants residing at Jammu and Udhampur. Form M is used by the migrant electors of Kashmir to cast vote from any one special polling station of Delhi, Jammu and Udhampur. The ECI announced in a notice that for migrants residing outside, however, Form M will continue but with self-attestation instead of gazetted officer certificate. A Delhi court today remanded BRS leader K. Kavita to Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, custody till April 15 in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of Rao Avenue Court passed the order after Kavita was produced in court following her arrest by the probe agency yesterday. She was arrested on March 15 by the Enforcement Directorate in the money laundering case related to the excise policy case. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested two wanted persons, Musawwir Hussain Shazib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha, in connection with Rameshwaram Cafe bomb blast in Bengaluru from East Medinipur district of West Bengal. NIA Special Court in Kolkata has given 3 days transit remand. The arrested persons will be taken to Bengaluru tonight, as per sources. The External Affairs Ministry has issued a travel advisory asking Indians not to travel to Iran or Israel till further notice in view of the prevailing situation in the region. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants have set a target of 168 runs for Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 161 runs for 4 in 17.3 overs a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.